Today I'm going to talk to you about taking the limits off God. We want to go into this, we want to finish strong, but we also want to go into this new year that God has for us. If there's any limits that we may have put on God this past year, we're taking those off. Okay? God wants to do extraordinary things in your life, and he's already done it, but he wants you to be able to receive those things. And sometimes we could be the biggest blessing blocker in our own lives. It's not the enemy. It could be us. Just based upon our belief system, okay? So if you haven't yet, it's time to take the limits off God. And last week I talked about we need to get back to expecting big things from God. And from the moment that he created this world, he has always done great things in the lives of his children from the beginning of time. He has stored up great things when he has blessed you with every spiritual blessing, every spiritual gift. We receive those gifts by faith, and by the best part about that is that the faith that you have accesses the gift that God has given us by grace. And here's the best part. There are no small gifts. The gifts that are for you are to do great and mighty exploits for the kingdom of God. So you might think that that little thing right there that you've done, that little meal that you may have made for someone so that they can have something to eat was a small gesture, but it was a big thing in their life. The young boy who brought that fish and the two loaves of bread, that was a great thing that was done by him that fed over 5,000 people. It may look like a small gesture in what you're doing, but it is great for the kingdom of God. Now, are the gifts set aside for those who are apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors only? Or is it for you? It's for you. They are for all of those who are in the body of Christ. So every young boy, girl, every teenager, young adult, middle age, all those who are living in their golden years, the power of God does not stop operating because of your age. We can have certain things in our lives that may get us into fear, doubt, and unbelief, those trials that may drain us physically, spiritually, emotionally. But in our weaknesses, this is where God is strong in our own personal lives. And God wants to work through you, but you have to give him some room to work with. Stop trying to do it all by yourself and give him access to you. If you've been wanting God to move in your life, ask yourself this question. Have I opened up myself to receive what God has said about my situation? Because you know that God will not violate his word for no one. He will not change up what it says about his children. He will not take away the ability and the power that he gave all of creation to make choices for themselves. And when someone decides to make that choice or what have you, they must live with that consequence. So sometimes parents, we want to bail our kids out. Now, I don't do it. But sometimes we want to bail our kids out of trouble when they've said something wrong, done something wrong, and we want to work tirelessly behind the scenes so that they don't ever receive the consequences of their actions. Let them. But I love them. I said, but God loves us more. And everything that he's done for us, guess what? If we say something, we reap what we... That's a spiritual law. You're not doing anything greater than God. That's actually making them worse. You're making them dependent upon you more so than God. Your kids are going to make mistakes. Let them. And then let them suffer the consequences of what they've done. This is where they learn and grow. If you're constantly trying to make excuses for them and you're trying to hide what they've done, what have you, I said, they don't ever go. They're just going to get away with it. Every single time, they're going to be able to get away with it. Run to mommy and daddy. Well, I'll take care of it. Don't worry. Get away with it. There's no change, no growth, no nothing. They're totally dependent upon you. You made yourself a god to your children. Teach them to be dependent upon your Heavenly Father. Not you, not the government. Well, we've done that too. We got people dependent upon the government. What? Generationally. You got to get that EBT card. We got to get this welfare. teach them to be dependent upon God. God can start. You might start out there, but that shouldn't be your end result. And it shouldn't be something that you pass on to your children and to your children's children. He didn't say pass on welfare to your children. An inheritance. Come on, that was just a little. There we go. See, you are free to say and do whatever it is you want, but you're not free from the consequences of what you say and do. Why? Because someone somewhere is going to say something about it. They will either disagree or agree with what you have to say. So if you do say something, you get a little pushback from others. Don't get all bent out of shape. Go around playing the victim to others just because someone disagreed with you. If you get criticized by others, understand, it's not the end of the world. And no, you don't have to respond or change or listen to what they have to say in that season. If you get criticized by others, don't worry about it. Unless what they are saying is for that season. But hear me out. You listen to the voice of God first. And make sure that everything that people may say, and even what the Lord says, lines up with his word. He will not deviate from his word. Ever. Because it's your life, not theirs. Amen? In Matthew 19, let's get to scripture. This is the Passion Translation. If you don't have it in your Bibles, you can get it on your phone or what have you. Or just look on the board. It says, for anyone who has left behind their home and property, leaving family, brothers or sisters, mothers or fathers or children for my sake, they will be repaid 100 times over and will inherit eternal life. See, that 100-fold return is in this lifetime, not in the next. He said, God makes good on his promises. You don't have to labor for that. Your labor is in the word. For believers, you never have to labor to be rich. And a lot of people will work. They'll work 100 hours. They're trying to make that money. It's one thing if that's your business, but if it's taking you away from the things of God and the community of his people, come on, you may have to reevaluate some things. Meaning you won't have to work and work and work just to make it or try to get rich quick schemes, right? Proverbs 13:11, it says this, wealth from get rich quick schemes quickly disappear. Wealth from hard work grows over time. So whatever God has placed your hand to do something, you do it. He's blessed your hands. He will bless the work of your hands. You know, if it's good to be true, it probably is in the world. But the only two good to be true news you should be listening to and taking advantage of is the gospel. The gospel is too good to be true. He says, pray about it and seek his face. He has the answer for whatever you need, but you shouldn't be more focused. Your focus should not be on your work. It should be on inheriting eternal life. And you might be saying, well, I've done that, but how come I haven't received a 100-fold return yet? I've left my family. I left these. I've chose you, O Lord. I said, well, it's coming. Because it said in this lifetime. It's done in this lifetime. The promise is on its way. But you know one thing that will delay your harvest? What'd you say? Your mouth, come on. Complaining. Griping and complaining. Complaining will stop the flow of God in your life, no matter how sophisticated your complaints may be. You know, some people complain and still act like they care about people, but they're really just complaining. If the 100-fold return is something that God gives us, then who was the one who decides we are in faith, people or God? God. He knows whether or not we're in faith. So God knows our underlying agenda. God does know our hidden motives. In Jeremiah 17, it says, but I, the Lord, search all the hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. Might want to straighten up. Thank God for grace. The first thing that God is going to do is look at the heart of man. When he saw David, he didn't see a little shepherd boy. He saw a young man after his own heart. The people looked at Saul. How's your heart? If he examined your heart right now, is there anything that you are trying to hide from him? That's not for me to decide. That's for you to decide, because you know your motives. So don't get upset with the conviction that you may feel. Just give your secret motives to God and ask him to forgive you for not fully trusting in him. You don't have to go around being sneaky all the time. If God can examine secret motives, can he reveal that to his children if someone was trying to pull a fast one on you? Yes, he can. He will know that, hey, that's a shady deal. Don't take that. Don't trust that person. And you can walk away quietly, but if they go around saying, well, they just didn't want to do it, let them lie on you. Why? Because they're going to suffer the consequences of what they say. Sometimes you're going to have to move away from people because all they want to do is just use you as a scapegoat. Come on. Taking the limits off of God involves listening to what he has to say for your life. Listening to what he has to say, not what others are trying to bring to you. And I understand God uses other people to speak into your life, but so does Satan. Philippians 2:14 says, do everything without complaining and arguing. When you're cooking for your family, do it without complaining. When you're going to the grocery store, and I know back in the day you used to get $100 worth of groceries, you get like 7 bagfuls. Now you just get a little twisty with trying to get some fruit and put on a scale. $100? I got 4 bananas. You don't get much. But here's the thing. If you have the money to get it, thank God for it. When you have to tell your spouse, Christmas is over, so why are these packages still coming to the house? Do it without complaining. When you're discussing financial statements in your home, do it without complaining and arguing. Both of you get on the same page and get into the Word and allow God to help you through those tough times that you may have. But when you do it without complaining. When you're getting ready for church and trying to get your kids up and everyone wants to sleep in, do what you have to do to get them here, but do it without complaining and arguing. 40 years in the wilderness, and what did they do? They complained and tested God. 40 years. God showed himself over and over again that he could be trusted, and they still complain. We must never forget what God has done for us. In Psalms 78, it's a few scriptures here. They said they forgot what he had done, the great wonders he had shown them, the miracles he did for their ancestors on the plain of Zoan in the land of Egypt, where he divided the sea and led them through, making the water stand up like walls. Making the water through the Red Sea, not the Sea of Reeds, like other people try to say. It's the Red Sea. And he split that sea to the point to where it was standing up. And the Bible talks about they walked not on muddy ground, dry ground. That's the force that God had used in order to open that up. God had done some great things through his servant Moses. And God wants to do some great things to those who will allow him. Because the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Next verse, it says, in the daytime, he led them by cloud and all night by a pillar of fire. He split open the rocks in the wilderness to give them water as from a gushing spring. I don't know if y'all ever got online and looked at that rock that they have there, that they believe that was a rock that was split. Huge. And it's just right down the middle, just divided. And he made water come out of a rock. Not a few sprinkles here and there. Not a drip like from leaf to leaf. It was enough to be a river. He made streams pour from the rock, making the waters flow down like a river. This is what they saw right before their very eyes. Yet they kept on sinning against him, rebelling against the Most High in the desert. They stubbornly tested God in their hearts, demanding the foods they craved. They even spoke against God, saying, God can't give us food in the wilderness. Yes, he can strike a rock so water gushes out. What a big deal. But he can't give his people meat, bread and meat. When the Lord heard them, he was furious. The fire of his wrath burned against Jacob. Yes, his anger rose against Israel, for they did not believe God or trust him to care for them. But he commanded the skies to open. He opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna from them to eat, for them to eat. He gave them bread from heaven. They ate the food of angels. God gave them all they could hold. Some of you may be experiencing your own wilderness right now, but here's the thing. Does God's power stop because you're in the wilderness? Obviously not. Can God still do miracles if you're in the wilderness? Can God still provide for you if you're in the wilderness? He can still provide for you, even if the president isn't the one you voted for right now. Or the next. I don't know where you're at, but I know one thing. I never trip going to the gas station and be like, these prices are high. Why? I just took it in there, went to serves, filled it up. Thank you, Jesus. Never complain. I don't go seeking out prices, which one's lowest. I can get 5 cents over here, but you spent 10 cents going. Never complained. You know, when we started out cleaning the church here. When I worked at the Daily, Isaiah and Ethan were born. And by the time I finished, we had Tosiah and TJ. And my salary that I was getting, my hourly wage was $8.75 an hour. When I started here, it was $8 an hour. We give now more than what I used to make. And that's under this president. It doesn't matter who's in charge here in this nation. He's still in control. I traveled more in the last 4 years than I did the first 20 or what have you. Why? He's in charge. He's our provider. We said we would get, God had us give more in the beginning of the year. We upped it, and then we doubled that towards the end of the year. On the increase in that, what we had. Why? He's our provider. I'm not looking at the fuel prices. I'm not looking at the prices on the groceries. I'm not looking at the price tag on certain things and see if I can just penny pinch and stuff. I don't do that. Why? I used to. What kind of deal can I get? I've had these shoes for 12 years. First pair of shoes I ever bought without looking at the price. That was hard. Because I'd rather get 15 pairs of shoes for the price of one. But you know what? It runs out. You have to throw it away. God wants to show you how much he can provide for you. He can bring water out of a rock. And I'm not talking about just for a cup. Streams flowing like a river where it isn't just for you and all the people and the millions of people that were out there, for the animals too. That's how good that God provides. That's how much he does it. Wilderness or not, God still provides. Our presidents are not our source of life. God is. See, their complaining kept them from the promised land. Is your complaining keeping you from the promises of God when he has already said yes and amen to what he has given you? See, that's the thing. They tested God. In verse 32 of that, Psalm 78, it says, but in spite of this, they what? They kept sinning. Despite his wonders, they refused to trust him. So he ended their lives in failure. That's the old covenant. Their years in terror, when God began killing them, they finally sought him. They repented and took God seriously. Then they remembered that God was their rock, that God, Most High, was their redeemer. For all they gave him was lip service. God knows when we're giving lip service. They lied to him with their tongues. Their hearts were not loyal to him. They did not keep his covenant, yet he was merciful and forgave their sins and did not destroy them all. Many times he held back his anger and did not unleash his fury. For he remembered that they were merely mortal, gone like a breath of the wind that never returns. Oh, how often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved his heart in the dry wasteland. Again and again, they tested God's patience and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, and he rescued them from their enemies. They did not remember his miraculous signs in Egypt, his wonders on the plain of Zoan. In the wilderness you're going through right now, that experience that you may have, understand, you cannot stop forgetting about what God has done for you. Time and time again, you get to the place to where you complain, shut the mouth, Lord, thank you. When you enter into Thanksgiving, it shifts things. It changes things in your life. You start seeing things a whole lot clearer. What am I complaining about? I got a roof over my head. What am I complaining about? I get in the car and I can drive somewhere. Yes, you may hold the window and roll it down like this, all the way down. I've had one of those. Roll it back up. Roll it down, open up the door. Roll it back up and then close it. I've had those. But I was thankful, never complained. So what are we really complaining about? We can't get our way, so what? God doesn't want you to have your way anyway. Because in order to be a follower of Christ, you have to give up your own way. But I want to follow me. In order to be a follower of Jesus Christ, you're going to have to learn to give up your own way. You're going to have to die to self. Every single month. Day. That's a daily thing. Your will. Not mine. Yours. Come on. That's the gospel. Get out of the way of yourself. You realize that everything we got going on right now, all the computers, technology, all that stuff, all of that was already here. The way to build cars, the everything that they use came from the earth. They got it out of the ground. God already provided it for it. It just took somebody to listen to him to get it going. Computers, I remember the memory cards we used to first get, man, my goodness, 64 megabytes. Now they got a little small, it gets smaller and smaller, but you can store a whole lot more. Technology was already there. What God has already placed on the inside of you is already there. What's the difference between now and 4 years later? It's already there. Just got to draw it out. Have you ever been asked the question, if you were to do it all over again, what would you change? Well, if I would have known the things that I do now that I did back then, well, somebody was trying to tell you back then, you just don't want to listen. Sometimes we can get that way, right? We just don't want to listen, but the knowledge was there. We just don't want to listen to it because we didn't think that it had anything to do with what was going on in our lives right now. But I guarantee you would change it all up. You would listen. We would observe. We would spend more time with the Lord. Well, we can do that now. Man, I wish I would have done this. You got to start living with regrets. Take the limits off of God. Take them off. He wants to show himself mightily in your life. Doesn't matter who you are, Lord, but my past, who gives a rip about your past? God doesn't. He don't care about your past. He called you in spite of your past. He chose you because he wanted you to shame the world and those around you. Take the limits off. Allow him to do what he wants you to do in life. Quit being scared. Start that project. Start that Bible study. Seek him about that new job that you've been wanting to get. Create another business. Sow generously. I love that part. So generously. You know, the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 9, it is talking about money, that those who sow sparingly will reap what? And those who sow generously will reap sparingly? Sow generously. If you're sowing sparingly and then you're comparing what somebody else is getting and God is blessing them, don't get upset with them. Well, the reason why, that's a complaint. That's an excuse. If you want generous to receive generously, you're going to have to sow generously. I'm not going to make you. Brandon made us. But I'm not going to make you. Because that's something that you purpose in your own heart. I'm going to sow generously. Why? Because I've seen it work when I was sowing sparingly. It's a principle. It's a law. It's a promise. Now we're going to talk about sex. No, it's fine. You got to take the limits off. Jesus says, follow me. Follow him. Take up your cross daily and follow me. Give up of getting your own way. Give it up. Stop it. Halt. Pump the brakes of getting your own way and allow God to be God again in your life because you're too busy trying to be God yourself. You need him. He needs you to give up so he can just come in every avenue, every part of your life and change what he needs to change through his word. He ain't gonna force you, but he wants to change that. He wants to transform your life. The transformation takes because of the word that is implanted in your heart. So what area? What part? Lord, I want to see this happen in my life. Give it to me. And rest. You going on about the scenes, behind the scenes and all that? That's not resting. Rest. Give it to me and rest. Chill. He's got this. If you gave it to him, rest. But I got to see about this. Rest. Y'all know when you first had your child, your firstborn, and y'all decided to go out on a date. But you know, mama didn't want to leave the child. Because you're attached. And so when you leave the house, mommy's leaving now. Babysitter's sitting right there. Okay, will y'all just go? Mom's getting ready to leave. Will you just go? And then as soon as the baby starts crying, oh, my baby, we can't go anywhere now. No, you need that time to get away with your husband. But see, that's the thing. We don't want to rest. We don't want to allow God to take care of what we want because we still want to create. Give it to him because all that creation is doing on your own is creating chaos. Give it to him because we don't want to be in a place where we're all dressed up with nowhere to go. They were in the wilderness. They were told to Pharaoh that they must go out in the wilderness and worship. Same old thing over and over. They tempted the Holy One of Israel again and again and again. God showed himself true. It's just a repeated cycle. Feel like your life is on Groundhog Day, being repeated over and over? Give it to him. Why? He wants to do something new in your life. Great and mighty exploits is what he wants to do through you. Give it to him. Give it to him. Take the limits off. Y'all got stuff brewing on the inside of you, and you know it, but you're too afraid to step out, You're too afraid to do it because you don't want to fail. With him, you're not ever going to fail. You'll learn from it, but you don't fail. You can't. You can't. Not with him. Not with him by your side. You can't fail. Give up getting your own way and trust them. They didn't trust God. They complained. They murmured. They rebelled. And rebellion is, that's the sin of witchcraft. They did all these things in the wilderness, and God did a miracle in their lives every single day for 40 years. Guess what? They didn't enter the promised land. A younger generation did. We got to be able to learn from those mistakes. That's why they're there, to teach us. We can trust him. We can trust him. Every day, we can trust him. Expect great things in your life. And this, finishing this year out, going into the next year, expect overflow. I'm not believing for chairs to be filled up. I'm believing for overflow. Multiple services. Overflow. That's where I'm believing. That's where my heart is. But that's not first and foremost. First and foremost is discipleship. Growing spiritually. I learned that a long time ago. Year one, Lord said, get off of the numbers. Not about the numbers. If you can just get one kid, that would go all out. And that's what we did. That's what I did. Never had another problem. Just one kid that will believe. One kid that will back you up. One kid that will go out and do those things. One kid that has a heart for me. One kid. One kid. You can change some things. One. God can do some things through you. One kid. Okay? Let me get off of that. You can change one life, and that will impact thousands. Look at what Ananias did. He was the one that was able to baptize the Apostle Paul and lay hands on him so that he may receive his sight in Acts chapter 9. What did Paul do? Went out with the gospel and changed the world. One. Just stay obedient to him. I have. People didn't like it. I don't give a rip. I love you, but I stayed obedient. You may not agree with it, but I'm going to stay obedient. It's not going to be an easy thing. God isn't going to require you to do the easy thing. But the easy thing is to believe him, because he's already done all the work. I'm going to stay obedient. Not bitter, not in unforgiveness, but obedient. Take the limits off. What are you trusting the Lord for? Yes, ma'am. Health. Has he already done it by his word? And through his blood? And through his blood? The blood of Jesus?
Oh, yes.
Amen. Has he bore your sicknesses and diseases? Amen. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed in the name of Jesus. There is no sickness that has the right to be in your body. By faith. Receive it by faith. Take it. Take it. Take it. By faith in the name of Jesus. How you feeling, ma'am? Shana, how you feeling? Better. Amen. By faith. How's your health?
Good. Could be better. It's good though.
But by his blood, it's already better. It's already a done deal. Receive it by faith. This little member can set our whole world on fire if we don't get it right. Speak healing over your body. Because you're a hard worker. Your dad taught you well. But you're a hard worker. But you got to speak good things over your life if you want to see good things. Scripture says in Mark 11, we shall have whatever we say. Say what you want. That's not hard, is it? It's just stopping our minds from thinking that and getting it in our hearts and then coming out of our mouth. Sometimes, I used to do very, very well, and then there was a season or two where it wasn't. Now it's getting back to that. Why? Because I used to see a lot of good results. Why? Got to get the mouth and heart lined up with his word. We've all been there at one point in time. And once you start and you start seeing those results, don't you dare stop. But you always keep the main thing the main thing. We don't want to get in pride. We don't want to become arrogant. We don't want to become boastful. Humility. Lord, I thank you for my health. Every single day. You know, you can take communion. You don't need to have to wait here to take communion. You can do it at your house. Do it every day if you need to. But keep Jesus the focus of your life. Problem right here, Lord, I'm just focused on you. I'm not even worried about that. It's kind of like, it's amazing when you have children and people can have some rowdy kids growing up and stuff like that, and you can just block that out and just keep a conversation going, and they just burning houses on fire and stuff, and you're just locked in. That's kind of how God wants you to be, locked in with him. Doesn't matter what's going on out there. Focus on him and his word. Focus on his promises. Focus on just getting into his presence and realize he is who he is. He is the great I am. Focus. 2025, expect things, great things from God, but stay focused on him. Don't get distracted. Leave the distractions out of it. Whatever keeps you from pressing into him, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Is it really worth it? Draw closer to God. Be distracted with the world. Focus. You know, because he's coming. Closer and closer, he's coming. Every single day, he's coming. He's coming back for his bride. And we will be caught up in the twinkling of an eye. That's going to be awesome. When he comes back on that cloud, we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Mortal to immortal. Whew. That's going to be awesome. I'm thin again. That's why. y'all worked so hard. That's why. We just holding out. That's why. We live our life faith to faith, glory to glory, victory to victory. There might be some suffering that goes on in between, but that's not our focus. The Apostle Paul was talking about rejoice, and again, I say rejoice, while he was in prison. He wasn't focused on the suffering. And I think a lot of times we get it jacked up. Yeah, you're going to suffer. There's certain things you're going to suffer through. But that's not your focus. Rejoice. Amen. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. We trust you, Lord. We trust your word. We trust your ways. And we are taking the limits off of us, off of you, that we may have inadvertently placed in your way for our lives, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for your presence being in our lives, that it just becomes the norm, that your glory would fill our place, our homes, our cars, wherever we're at, this place. We thank you for 2024 and all you have done in this year. And we're looking forward to a better year because you are coming back for your bride. And we love you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And for all those that needed healing in their body, and I may not have gotten you, but the word applies. Be healed in the name of Jesus. All those online, be healed in the name of Jesus. Sciatics, be healed in the name of Jesus. Pain, we command you to go away in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, stand to your feet. If God says go to the left, go to the left. And if he tells you to go to the right, go to the right. If he tells you to jump, 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 let's jump. Amen. Well, give somebody a handshake, a side hug. Tell them God bless you. Have a great year, rest of the year, and we will see you. We don't have service Wednesday night. This Wednesday night, it'll be the following, right? It's the 5th or 6th or something like that? 8th. 8th. All right. See you back on Wednesday night, January 8th. Amen. God bless you. Be safe.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.